Welcome back. It's Backspin Golf. And in the 5 years I've been doing this show, we have had the just blessing to get to know many, many incredible writers and people in the world of golf from all over the world, as you know, that are listening. Today, something has happened this past week that is beyond description to me. And I'll just, before I get to Max Adler, the headline in the Washington Post this morning is all about Valentino Dixon and a guy at Golf Digest who wrote this story, got involved with a prisoner, and now it's the biggest story in America. I'm sure you've all seen it already. And Max Adler is joining me now. Max, first of all, thank you so, so much for joining us today. He's the Golf Digest editorial director who got this whole thing started. So I'll just let you start with how you got involved with Valentino Dixon.
Sure. It was a little over 6 years ago. I was going into my office just any other day, and I see this white letter envelope with the postmark from Attica Correctional Facility, and I just have no idea what it is. And I open it up, and there's this beautiful little tiny drawing of a golf course, and with it a really beautifully written long handwritten letter from Valentino explaining to me, introducing himself and explaining to me that he had come across this column I used to write for Golf Digest called Golf Saved My Life, which kind of, you know, chronicled stories in which people use the game as a source of strength or salvation
right.
when they're going through something hard in their life. And he said, hey, I'm stuck in prison for a murder I didn't commit, and I draw golf courses because that gives me peace and lets me put my mind on something productive. And that was the start of how I got to know him.
But now the amazing thing to me is that, A, he found you. He was the warden right at Attica, who was a golfer, asked him as a favor to draw the first one, I guess, of the 12th hole at Augusta, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Valentino, not a golfer, never actually has set foot on a golf course, but, you know, was a great artist and directed his talents towards other subjects. And the warden, you know, noticed his talent and said, hey, you know, could you do me a solid here and render me this picture of this golf hole? And in doing so, you know, I think the grass, the trees, the sky, the kind of limitless possibilities of configurations you could kind of make up in your own mind,
mm-hmm.
that kind of spoke to him as something he could explore from the confines of his prison cell. And similarly, I think there was also a few inmates who, his friends, who joked with him, like, you know, these are beautiful. Like, you could make some money from this.
Right.
Golfers have money. Maybe you could sell these. So I think he was kind of spurred on from those two forces.
Now, here's the amazing thing about this. The drawings are fantastic, but he was innocent. He was in prison for a murder he did not commit, and he was innocent. And we don't have enough to, I would love to talk to you for a couple hours about this, but you right away started delving more into the trial and into what happened with him, and you saw that there was something wrong here. And you met him when he was released Wednesday. That video gave me chills of him walking out of the courthouse and greeting you. That's the truly amazing part of this story after all this time.
It gives me chills just to remember it. I visited him in Attica several times, and he was very astute with his own legal case. So even though I was quite naive in legal work,
mm-hmm.
It took me a lot of pouring through transcripts and motions and appeals to sort of sort this thing out. Valentino himself was able to kind of help me because he knew his case so well.
You know, and as he put it, there was reading, I've read so many stories since I got in touch with you, and you very generously agreed to do this. I know this morning you're in the car with your kids, you're swamped,
great.
go to the tour championship. To but he, you know, Valentino even said it really says something that, you know, the best investigation of this case, he said, was done by Golf Digest. It's a sad commentary, actually, on the justice system, because they had no evidence against him, any physical evidence. There were all kinds of things in this trial that he should have been released a lot sooner than 27 years in prison.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely tragic. I almost don't even know what to say. Yeah. I guess, you know, our role as journalists is to take stories, no matter what arena they originate, and make them accessible so that anybody reading it can understand what's going on. And, you know, as I kind of looked at all the legal paperwork around this, you know, it's full of jargon, and it's sort of nonsensical, and it's above a lot of people, so you can't really understand what's going on. So I felt like that was my job, or what I tried to do, is take this very complicated murder case with a lot of really bad activity, I think, from the criminal justice system, and just make it kind of plain to see.
Now, Valentino was released on Wednesday, as I said. He walked out. His family was there. This is another amazing thing. As a pen pal, tell me if I got this right, he is now married to a woman who lives in Australia. Is that correct?
Louise, yeah. You know, I've corresponded and communicated with Louise over the years. I've never met her. I've only heard Valentino talk, you know, glowingly about her. She seems like a wonderful woman. A whole other can of worms when it comes to circumstances. I think she got deported back to Australia after overstaying her visa.
Yeah.
And she originally found Valentino because she's a person who kind of seeks to help those in need. And, you know, I don't know more about that situation. I can't wait to meet her someday, I hope.
Yeah. Now, hopefully. All right. Let's just go here. I know I only have a couple of minutes more with you. So I'm speaking to you. It's Friday morning. This show is on Sunday morning. But this morning on the Today Show, there's Valentino. I mean, when you set out, I'm sure you didn't know what was going to happen when you set out years ago, actually, when this story started as a golf story, kind of. You didn't realize that these years later, Valentino would be on the Today Show. All the Washington Post, the New York Times. I said, you're like, half kiddingly, you're like the most important guy in America right now for what you did. I mean, I'm sure you didn't set out to do that.
Definitely not. You know, the original instinct was, oh, it sounds like a good story. A prisoner who draws golf courses.
Yeah.
That had enough of a golf hook for me to explore. And then the fact, the idea of his wrongful conviction, that was a whole other turn.
Yeah.
And I was actually quite naive. After I published that first article in 2012, I kind of thought this will get him out of prison.
Yeah.
and of course, that's not the way it works. You can't just expose something and
hope it happens next week.
Governmental structure and hope it happens.
Right.
You know, you can write letters to the governor and the head of corrections, and still nothing will happen. So, I always kind of maintained hope, but it was really the accumulation of so many factors. Other people reading my story, the students from Georgetown University, Valentino's lawyers, a great team effort to finally make this happen.
All right.
And now I'm just over the moon, thrilled for, obviously, just for Valentino and his family, but.
Now, okay, you, so you're on your way to the Tour Championship, right?
To the Ryder Cup.
Oh, the Ryder Cup. Oh, excuse me. The Tour Championship is not a big enough deal. You're going to Paris. Yeah.
Okay. I drew the short straw. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. But I'm telling you, when you get to Paris, of all places now, this is going to be a big story. You're going to have a lot of people talking to you about this. Do you feel guilty that you're taking away from the Ryder Cup coverage? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you'll see.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
You'll see. And I know
you. I just love that golf is in the global conversation, whether it's Tiger Woods making birdies or, or Valentino Dixon getting out of jail. I'm just glad people are talking about golf.
Last question. You're in the car with your kids, taking them to school. Did they wake up this morning and go, "Hey, Dad, you're really cool. Look at all these people are talking at you."
Definitely not. my oldest is 4, the twins are 2, and our little boy is about 2 months old.
Oh, my Lord.
They know I'm not cool.
Yeah, but they will. That's the great thing. In a few years, they'll read this stuff, and it'll make them very proud of their father, as a lot of people are, and also grateful that you had a hand in doing something as wonderful as this. This is, in 5 years, this is one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. And have a safe trip to Paris, and hopefully we can get back in touch with you as we go through the rest of the golf season. You're a great one. Thanks so much,
That'd
Max.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.